This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions could boost President Biden in the polls. That's according to the Marquette poll from earlier this month.
In the guilty scenario, Biden was up by 4 points. In the not guilty scenario, Trump was up by 6 points. That was a hypothetical when we asked it. In the next week or two or three, we will see.
How badly will Trump's convictions hurt him with voters? Marquette poll director Charles Franklin tells Civic Media, maybe not much.
Impeachment didn't move the numbers, and the civil cases didn't move the numbers. This one is a different kettle of fish, but let's wait and see before we assume that there will be big movement in the numbers this time.
Franklin tells Civic Media the verdict should move more undecided voters than partisans. Meanwhile, Trump is set to be sentenced just 4 days before the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in July. It's not clear how it will affect plans. The GOP has been battling the Secret Service over the size of the convention's security zone. Expect First Lady Jill Biden to speak with urgency in Wisconsin tonight, much as she did at a recent campaign stop in Michigan.
We have to meet this moment as if our rights are at stake, because they are. As if our democracy is on the line, because it is.
Mrs. Biden is set to campaign at Milwaukee's Festa Italiana. Wisconsin National Guard is looking for a new leader. Major General Paul Knapp will resign as Adjutant General next week. Governor Evers' office isn't saying why Knapp is stepping down. Knapp has served as the state's National Guard commander for 4 years. Brigadier General David May will lead the Guard in the meantime. The Milwaukee School District's problems could hurt every other school in Wisconsin. That's according to the State Department of Public Instruction. The agency needs overdue financial information from Milwaukee in order to set state funding for all districts. DPI has been waiting on Milwaukee's report since September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Superior Mayor Jim Payne announced his plans for the next year at his State of the City address on Thursday. Mayor Payne says his priorities are ensuring residents have clean drinking water, good health, and expanded broadband access. The city is planning to launch its Connect Superior program with its first batch of customers this year and intend to fully launch the program by next spring. The program, which was approved in 2021, would connect every home and business in the city to high-speed internet. An 81-year-old woman has been found guilty for a 1985 murder that went unsolved for nearly 40 years. A Polk County jury reached the guilty verdict for Mary Jo Bailey on charges of first-degree murder relating to the death of Yvonne Menke in 1985. Bailey and Menke were both dating the same man at the same time. The Polk County District Attorney's Office argued that in addition to motive, they had evidence of boot prints in the snow outside of Menke's apartment, which matched a pair of snow boots seized from Bailey. Washington Elementary in Cloquet has been recognized as an ESEA Distinguished School. According to a Northern News Now report, the national award is given out for Native American students' scores in last year's state standardized testing period. School officials say about one quarter of their student body identifies as Native American, and they've worked to create a welcoming environment for their students. Washington Elementary was one of two schools in Minnesota to receive the national award. A roofer was killed in Duluth on Thursday morning after being electrocuted while working at a home. According to the Duluth Police Department, the roofer was working on North 17th Avenue East in the Endion neighborhood when the accident occurred. He was reportedly climbing a ladder along an area that had a metal gutter, which then came into contact with a power line and electrocuted him. The man was taken to the hospital and was later pronounced dead. Law enforcement officials did not reveal his identity. 4 people were injured in a crash involving a car and a school bus in Duluth on Wednesday afternoon. According to the Duluth Police Department, the accident occurred around 3:15 p.m. in the Rice Lake Road and Barnes Road area. A message from Duluth Public Schools claims the crash occurred while the bus was pulling out of a parking lot. The driver of the car and the driver, adult and student, that were on the bus were treated for minor injuries. Authorities say the cause of the crash is under investigation. Superior kids interested in getting into fishing could get some free gear this weekend. According to a Fox 21 report, a local man will be setting up tables of fishing equipment to donate to the first 100 kids for free fishing weekend in Wisconsin. John DeOria, the organizer of the event, says his goal is to give kids the tools they need to take a break from school or anything else that's stressing them and get out on the water. The table of fishing gear will be set up at Barker's Island on Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. A Chicago man was arrested in Ashland County last week in a massive fentanyl bust. According to the Ashland County Sheriff's Office, 56-year-old Charles Mathis was arrested and found to be in possession of over 100 grams of fentanyl with an estimated street value of $50,000. He was taken into custody near the Bad River Casino in the township of Sanborn and is now at the Ashland County Jail on a $50,000 bond. The Ashland Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Bayfield County Sheriff's Office. Construction on the historic Duluth Armory is set to begin this summer. According to a Northern News Now report, the Armory Arts and Music Center has been working to rehabilitate the building for years and will now be able to get a full renovation thanks to a $58 million partnership with the building operator, Sherman Associates. Officials are hoping the renovations will increase tourism in the area, making the Armory a cultural venue that combines music and history. Construction work could wrap up by 2026. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers secure first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beating the Cubs yesterday 6-4. Milwaukee now 5 games ahead of St. Louis in the NL Central Division, 5.5 ahead of the Cubs. Backup catcher Gary Sanchez, who hit the go-ahead home run in the game, got off to a slow start this season. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he came into spring training late. He was hurt. There was all sorts of speculation about, you know, how's that risk going to be and that type of thing. And as it turned out, you know, he didn't get to play a lot in the first 20 games. But since then, he's gotten fairly regular action, and he's proven time and time again that he's very, very capable.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up another week of OTA practices. Number 3 quarterback Michael Pratt, 7th-round pick out of Tulane, looked impressive passing from the pocket. He's competing for the number 2 spot behind Jordan Love. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers announcing 2 of their games will be moved to Fridays. The season opener against Western Michigan and the annual matchup against Minnesota will be on Black Friday, November 29th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. No highly anticipated blockbusters open this week as the box office takes a breath after the holiday weekend. There are, however, several well-reviewed films opening, including The Dead Don't Hurt, written and directed by Viggo Mortensen, who also stars. The film is a Western drama and is reviewing well with critics, including the Capital Times' Rob Thomas. Summer Camp has some serious star power in Diane Keaton, Kathy Bates, and Alfre Woodard, but has not been shown to critics yet, so beware. Also opening is Ezra, starring Bobby Cannavale and Robert De Niro. The film has been described as a heartwarming comedy that is directed by Tony Goldwyn. If you were trying to catch up on blockbusters already released, definitely check out Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, which was number 1 at the box office last week and drew excellent reviews. Family films The Garfield Movie and If are a big hit with audiences, and if it's more adult comedy you're looking for, you can still check out the film Babes. Vanna White is not ready to retire just because Pat Sajak is hanging it up after 41 years. Sajak's last episode of Wheel will air June 7th. The 67-year-old White says she never would have thought she would have been at the job for 40 years, but loves that she doesn't play a character, is just herself, and gets to give money away. You could try to find something unlikable about Vanna White, but you would not be successful. Jerry Seinfeld cannot stay out of the news lately, but at least he admits he's not a real man. What? You heard it right. Seinfeld says he misses the days of the 60s, when there was a hierarchy that started with manly men at the top like JFK, Muhammad Ali, and Sean Connery, who, by the way, openly admitted to slapping multiple women. Nice comp, Jer. Seinfeld says he is not a fan of toxic masculinity and admits he never made it to real man status because he became a comedian, which allowed him to remain childish. Yeah, that's why. It's time for one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for something to binge that will make you laugh, I recommend Hacks. I just started season 1, which brought the show 32 Emmy nominations and 6 wins. Jean Smart portrays Deborah Vance, an aging Vegas comic and former TV star whose act needs some new blood, so she is paired with Ava, an entitled young comic who offends people without even trying. You can watch this award-winning show on Max. Ready to dish? There is new information about the failed marriage between Golden Bachelor Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist. At first, it was thought the couple split because neither was willing to move. The Hollywood Reporter says it was really that Turner lied about not dating anyone after his wife passed away in 2018. A woman named Carolyn came forward saying Turner asked her to move in with him, but then broke up with her because she gained 10 pounds shortly before a class reunion. So rude. Does anyone else find it hard to believe someone who wants reality show attention could be that shallow? Me neither. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, especially this afternoon. Our high 72 with wind south at 5 to 10. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 58. Tomorrow, cloudy with a lingering thunderstorm in the morning, then sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.